I'm Jamel Glenn. I'm sitting with Jesse Drama, content engineer, content extraordinaire.
Humans are, I mean, obviously we're top of the food chain. We're dumb animals. And that means me, you, my uncle, everybody. It does not, the slightest little thing can bring somebody's guard down and bring them to your side like that.
Great. Totally agree. And it's been proven over and over and over. Get over again. So I guess with that, how do you think that businesses should leverage the content? Let me give you like a little bit of like background on that. So I hate the concept of just writing for the sake of writing, right? So what happens is like you start writing content and you're like, okay, well, you know, this, we're going to put this on our blog page and we're going to write a blurb on LinkedIn. And you're like, you know, we're going to do this. And really, you're not leveraging the content. To me, you're not leveraging it in a way that's beneficial. What have you seen in the past where like, or also like you're leveraging content to just, you know, rise on keyword position on Google or whatever the case is. But have you seen a company in the past leverage their content in a way that was just different than everybody else?
I'm a little uncertain. What do you mean by leverage?
So like using the content to really, really drive new visitors, drive engagement. So instead of just like haphazardly just slapping content on your blog page or slapping content on your business LinkedIn page, like there's a thought process, there's a strategy involved. And have you ever seen a company really, really kind of dig in and really say, no, I want to write this content because I know that I understand the audience.
Okay. So there was a previous company I worked for. I got no names. They were involved in like niche streaming where they would have several different streaming services. One, and this was like 2016 to 2015, 2016. So it was at a different time. It wasn't at a time where Netflix was in every single home. So I feel like they were a little ahead of the game there. And they would have like at one site that was all anime, another one that was all B cheesy horror movies and action movies. And I say all this to say what I would probably just say more in polite company. They had some adult films on there, right. But knowing that industry, they had a few people working for them who they would craft these personalities on social media. I know because I was one of them and presenting myself as a comely young lass. Oh boy, weird times. But we were talking about things like we would write blogs for all of these. There was even like they had some like psychic networks as well. And because they had psychic networks, they would write up, you know, your astrology chart, which I'm pretty sure was just BS'd from like whatever was in the paper. And we change some words here and there, but it's something that people were already interested in. They were going to check out, exploring other things in their industry. If you give customers a channel where, you know, you're not just always going to be selling them something,
right?
Even if it's just like, hey, this is something neat going on in this industry you're a fan of, that company, I think, was particularly good because they would search out SEO, what was the big topics happening. Being in like an adult streaming thing, this was around the time where there was a lot of talk happening in the zeitgeist as they were getting more like, is this type of film, are these type of films like hurting people who are seeing it? Is this changing the way people are attracted to people? We chased all of that. We were like, this website, they were looking for, you know, middle-aged dads who were just trying to sneak on the computer real quick while the house is empty. And they were also trying to bring in like deep-minded feminist like theorizers and like trying to, this sheer fact that they were also willing to look on something like that, that was critical of their industry, but they know it is what their user base is discussing. Like, well, to discuss it with us. Like I've never seen a place really kind of leverage to that regard.
Do you think, and let me kind of put this out there, do you think that a business could go completely left with their content and really write some different things that may not be product driven? It may not be, like, let's just say, for instance, it kind of got an idea in my head where you were just telling me about that last company. Let's just say, for instance, you have like a coffee shop. In a coffee shop, they're building content on their page, and they start writing about, popular news, like stuff that maybe, that's going on at the White House, or stuff that's going on, like really, really popular news, and kind of somehow like bridge it with their coffee shop. Like, do you think that could be engaging, or do you think that's like way too far left in terms of like what they could be doing?
I think it can be done. I'm pretty sure it has been done, actually. Right off the top of my head, I think there's a website called Brooklyn Vegan that I could be entirely wrong, but I think it actually started as like, just a local, this is what's happening in the vegan scene, and, promoting a certain number of businesses. But then they got into like, doing band reviews and interviews and like movie reviews. Politics.
Yeah, so I'm looking on their site right now. They do everything from like, movie to comedy to TV. Yeah, they do a lot of different things. But yeah,
I feel like if your primary business is already in the entertainment field, which I would consider a food services type thing, like veganism, even obviously that's a whole philosophy. But if you're in the entertainment field, I feel like you have a way wider berth of what you can get away from. Right. So